I'm Neil Wilson.
I'm Donald Connell.
And you're listening to It'll All End in Beers.
Everything seems like a good idea after you've imbibed at least 3 pints of beer.
Each week we'll be sipping beer from different countries, and we'll each pick one beer from each to offer a little bit of contrast to our recommendations. Naturally, there's a bit of a competitive edge on things, and we'll be looking to see who has picked the best beer each episode.
That does mean that there's plenty of scope for you to get involved if you're listening. You can give us your feedback on the beers we've picked, plus make some recommendations of your own. So you can email us at endinbeers@mail.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/endinbeers. Or you can get in touch on Twitter. It's @endinbeers. This is episode 3 of It'll All End in Beers, where this week we're going to take a gentlemanly stroll across the border down from Scotland to the lowlands of England. Sadly though, in this episode I am flying solo, as my usual co-host, Donald Connell, couldn't make it along, which means that it's just myself today. It also means that there's only going to be one beer to taste during this episode, but that also means, through the power of not having any competition, I win by default in terms of who picked the best beer. So that's always a good thing, I think. Silver linings and all that. So this podcast, if you haven't listened before, welcome to the podcast. It's all about beer, but not just any kind of beer. It's a look into the world of craft beer and specialist beer, where we try to provide some different beers to try and to taste. We're in no means experts at all, but some different beers to try and taste from the usual bland and mass-produced commercial lagers that are out there. Now, normally Donald and I would both pick a different beer to try, which provides a little bit of contrast and a little bit of tasting difference. But as I said earlier, I am flying or drinking solo, I should say. So it's just the one beer. This episode, what I'm going to plan to do is try one beer and then provide some others as kind of tasting notes, if you like, for you to go away and try yourself. And some of those choices have been influenced by Donald. He's provided some beers for me to pass on as well. But first, some knowledge, because if you can't learn something whilst you're drinking beer, then when can you? So in our last podcast, we talked about Belgium having quite a long history with beer, and that's probably true of most European countries. Now, Britain often, in its kind of isolated island existence, often likes to think that we're different from Europe, but in terms of beer, We are quite similar. Beer is the oldest alcoholic drink, as far as records show, in England. Traditionally, beer was brewed in top fermenting casks, which are still available today, known as real ales, real cask ales, which they would finish maturing in the cask in the pub or the alehouse, rather than the whole process being done at the brewery, which is something that we talked about in our previous episodes when we talked about Belgium and Germany. Other than real ales, or cask ales, depending upon how you define them, English beer styles also include bitter, brown ale, such as Newcastle brown ale, and India pale ale, which you'll maybe be quite familiar with if you're used to kind of like micro breweries from America and other places, such as Brewdog. They do an India pale ale. Unlike its name, it's not from India. It was for export to India during the British rule of India, and they were generally brewed in London and then shipped off halfway across the world to cater for the expats in India who were casually ruling the country. Now, sadly, the beer, in a move of unparalleled unpreparedness, sadly, the beer I've picked is none of these. Instead, I've gone for a German-style Pilsner beer. It's called Korvev, which is brewed by the Cornish brewer St. Austell. Okay, so before we go any further, let's open up and have a little taste of this beer. Okay, so tasting notes then. If you're having a sip of this beer along with the podcast, you probably see that it's quite very crisp, got a nice sharp crisp taste. But it's very light as well. It's not coming through particularly heavy or kind of full of any particular flavours. Yeah, it's quite a light beer, not necessarily like an ale or a brown ale or anything like that. There is a very, very hint of lemon coming through there on the palate, and it's quite refreshing actually. It's still got that kind of refreshing carbonation taste as you're drinking it. Obviously opened fresh from the bottle, not particularly sweet. However, as I'm kind of smelling it, there is a sugary note in terms of the smell of the beer, but that's not something which actually translates through into the taste. As I said, there is that kind of lemony citrus flavour there, so that's where the main power, if you like, of the flavour of the beer is coming through. It's not overpowering though, it's not a fruit beer in any sense. As I said, it's a kind of Pilsner style beer, which means it's a clear, filtered beer, and very light in pouring. Now, again, interestingly, if you are interested, returning back to the kind of knowledge side of things, it is Corvev is the name of the beer, which in Cornish, the traditional Cornish language, actually translates as beer. So nice and simple, a bottle of beer, please. And the brewer is St. Austell, and they are a microbrewery based down in Cornwall. So in past podcasts, we've also paired up food to go along with our beer. So because we're drinking a Cornish beer, I'm not entirely sure how well this is going to go, but I'm gonna also have a Cornish pasty to go along with this as well. I'm trying not to speak with my mouth full. Okay, so that's, Cornish pasty. I've gone for a beef Cornish pasty, if you're interested. This beer, I think, is probably not one necessarily people would associate with sitting down and having a pasty in terms of having a meal. It is a quite refreshing beer, which makes it more of a kind of, I don't know, I would see this in a kind of summery atmosphere. Maybe, you know, if you're having a barbecue or something like this beer would go quite well with that. I did mention at the start of the podcast that would also suggest some other beers to perhaps try and taste. I should say this is going to be a shorter podcast than normal because we don't have Donald with us this week. He will be back next week for the next podcast, where we're going to be going to America to try some beers. But let anyway, he has given us over some suggestions, and one of his suggestions, I had mentioned it earlier, is Newcastle Brown Ale. Now that's a brown ale, not a cask ale. There's obviously a difference there. Lots of the term ale gets flung about a lot when talking about beers, but there are some differences. So Newcastle Brown Ale is probably one that most people will remember if you're a football fan and you follow Newcastle. You've seen the logo on the shirt. It's one of the most popular kind of English ales, so that's one which is definitely worth having a try, although it is a strong taste and not to everybody's palate. Other beers as well, another ale to try is Old Speckled Hen, which is it's not a brown ale, but that's a cask ale which is bottled, and that has a very interesting taste. It's quite a sweet ale, and is quite traditional as well, but a little twist on the flavour. So there are certainly two that we would recommend that you go out and try. In terms of India Pale Ales, there's plenty of them about, and as I said before, a lot of microbreweries do tend to go with that method because India Pale Ales, as I had mentioned earlier, is being transported from London, where it's brewed, to India, so it had to be durable, it had to be able to take that journey, which meant it was quite a simple process of brewing. Not anything too complicated, so as not to last the journey through. So that is the end of this podcast, which, as I say again, apologies for being slightly shorter. The beer which we've tried today comes from St. Austell. It's called Corvec. I managed to pick it up from the Good Spirit Company in Glasgow. That's on Bath Street. So if you're wanting to pick up a bottle of that, you can check it out. Alternatively, you can find them online. As I said, the brewers are St. Austell, and you'll maybe be able to order some of that through there just now. On the whole, as I said, a very crisp and refreshing beer, done in the Pilsner style of German and Czech lager. So one definitely which you can easily introduce to your friends as a different beer to try in terms of the kind of standard mass-produced lagers which are out there in the market. I'm sure we know them all too well. So really, for me, all that's left to say is cheers. And we'll be back next week with another episode of It'll All End in Beers.
And let's have one more pint of beer. Just 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 one more pint of beer.